Oh, it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure heart. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. We are walking up the King's highway. Oh, if you're not walking up the King's highway, there'll be a blessing. You'll be possessing. Walking up the King's highway. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge to know how to walk upright before God, how to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And it's through a teaching priest. We have the true God, and we have God's laws. And we're thanking God for our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Yes. Thank God for you, Elder. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. We're in the School of Wisdom. It's being recorded on a Thursday night in our service nights. We're going to talk about sin in the world today. It's about sin that's in the world, and most churchgoers are not mindful of that sin in the world because it's not spoken about. Before we get into that, our announcement.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance.
Enjoy the hallelujah. Oh, enjoy Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, if I find it, I feel my happiness. Enjoy Jesus, hallelujah. I got the victory.
Thank God, that's what we're striving to do here.
All right.
Enjoy the Lord. And you cannot enjoy the Lord when you're in sin. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I believe the scriptures, and I follow the Lord through the scriptures. and I strive to rightly divide the scripture, the word of truth. Let's go to Romans 5 and 12. Sin in the world. And everybody has God. People that don't even go to church don't even know what a church look like. Say, I'm spiritual. And I got just as much God as you got. But the beautiful thing is we're not going to let the enemy proposition us like he did the Lord. If you be the Son, make these stones bread. We're not going for challenges. We're not going to try to make our light shine. Let it shine. That beautiful?
Right, beautiful.
Romans 5 and 12, Deacon.
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin.
One man caused sin to enter into this world, and death by sin. What?
And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
All have sinned. You know what that means? Anything with a mind God made, not all man, all that started with that devil, all have sinned. Because to be with God, you got to be someone that loves God.
All right. Yes.
And when God made us, because he loved us, he gave us a chance. Now you show me what you want to live like, this or that.
Yes.
And when it showed, God placed you where you choose. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
But all have sinned. Read.
For until the law, sin was in the world.
Now wait a minute. Now, before the Lord gave the commandment to the man, sin was in this world. It was in the natural earth. And it was in the earth that he placed in the earth.
That's right.
It was in the world. Sin was there.
Yes.
Sin was in the world.
Yes.
13 again.
For until the law, sin was in the world.
But what?
But sin is not imputed when there is no law.
In other words, you can't ascribe sin to someone when they think the law is done away with.
Right.
And this is the church world. The law done away with. Just like that devil planted that in the woman's mind, in the man's mind, in the garden, the devil been placed in the minds of people that don't know, ignorant of God's word, that the law was done away with. It was not done away with. The law was fulfilled, the ceremonial law. The law of sacrifice was fulfilled because he came as a lamb. But remember, you don't need a law to fix a law if there is no law. Now, read that again, 13.
For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law.
Now, people don't realize it. Every day, just about, people break the law. You know how they do that? They spit on the ground. There's a law saying you can't do that. But it's not imputed to people because it's not ascribed to them because it's a law they don't recognize until they want to.
Right.
If they want to get you on something, they can get you for that.
Right.
Sin is not imputed in the church world because the church world think the law was done away with. That's why it's not imputed. So when you bring the laws of God or you stand for anything that's principled, they get affected. Because to their knowledge, the love of God is all you need. The love of God is just love. You love people. I love everybody. Even after I cut you.
Right, Pastor.
And talk about you.
Right.
And do
right.
this and do that and lie. I love you.
Right, Pastor.
I feel good towards you, but you know, I had to do a little lie because I needed what they had.
Right.
But if you don't have a law, nothing is ascribed to you.
Yes.
If we didn't have laws, we could come, the first one get to the corner and make it across is the one that's winning,
right.
Who got the case, who's making the case. I was here first. That's because you don't have street lights.
Right.
But guess what the street lights bring out? It brings out the rage in a man or a woman. It shows you the character of a man or woman. Because if you have a street light, it's going to show how patient you are, how considerate you are, everything.
Yes, Pastor.
But if you don't have that, if you live in the country with no roads and no street lights, you can get off the road and go all across the bushes if you want to. You gotta have a Wagoneer for that. One of those kind of cars. Don't take no bike across there. But when you have no laws, it's free for all. It's your word against mine. But the law, the street lights, what's written brings out what's in a person. That's why you have to have it. In the church where everybody says, oh, I love God, I'm with the Lord, because they don't have nothing that shows that they're not. But when you bring that written word, that ain't about surmising, it's telling you something. Yes. Right. And most people with common sense know if you ain't with God, that common sense knowledge will condemn you, mm-hmm. let alone the spiritual knowledge. Right. Let's go to Genesis 2 and 7. Let's go there. Yes. This is what the church felt. Oh, I love the Lord. And you say, well, oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, that old mess, that's done away with. Oh, it is, huh? Well, if it's done away with, why would he tell you to keep it? Right. If you love me, keep it. Is that just simple common sense? But the church world is dumber than the people of the world. Why? Because they're pretending to be something they're not. And half of them don't know. They're living in a pretense doctrine. It's a pretense. It's not real. Some of them are sincere, like Paul was. He was up under a doctrine that had no spirit, but a bunch of traditions. Same thing.
Yes.
Genesis 2 and 7.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
Isn't that something? Dust. Just dust. I don't care how smart man think they are. They can't put no man together from dust that they can gather. I ain't found that dust that the Lord gathered yet. Except on my body.
All right.
In the ground, I ain't seen it. Right? How you get dust and make a man out of dust?
Go ahead.
How does dust make teeth white?
All right, Pastor.
Now remember, he formed man of dust of the ground. So the dust didn't form into teeth. He made the teeth and the veins and everything from dust.
Isn't that something? Wow. Isn't that something? Yes, Pastor. All right. Yes. Yes. Beautiful.
And yes, then he formed that man.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
Make an appendix, put a little everything. Yes. Sort of everything.
Yes. Yes.
Deacon Fina had some tea yesterday. And this tea was in a packet. And in the packet, it was seeds. And they were green. And it had a little gold line down there. And out of that came the coloring.
That's something.
Green.
Wow.
The detail God thought about.
Yes.
All these things for man to enjoy. All different types of teas.
Yes.
Different types of cats and dogs.
Yes.
Big cats, small cats.
Yes.
People that look like cats.
All right, Pastor.
Kind of cats. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
2 and 7, read it again.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul.
Living soul, because there was nothing against God at that time. But God knew what was in man because God created man.
Yes.
But it was nothing in there. Living. Soul was alive because he hadn't sinned against God. That beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Read 1 and 26.
Yes, Pastor. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness.
Now, wait a minute. Now, God is speaking. This is somebody, oh, God is talking to himself. Mm-mm. God don't act in the same way. God don't talk to himself. If he get in the body of three people, he'll talk to himself, but not just talking to himself. God don't do that.
All right, Pastor.
That's what man do sometimes, talk to themselves. God is not, he's not a man. You don't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let us make man in our image after our likeness. Mm-hmm. And yes. When God said that, the likeness was sinless.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No sin there. What?
And let them have dominion
now,
over.
Let them, because these two powers had the power over man.
Yes.
And God is saying, we're going to make man after us, but we're going to let them have dominion. Mm-hmm. Over what?
Over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air.
What?
And over the cattle and over all the earth.
All the earth. So don't make them do anything against this. They got power over all the earth. Fishes, everything. Let them have dominion over that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
What?
And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Anything that creep upon the earth. Let them have dominion now.
Yes.
Let's go to Ezekiel 28.
All right.
And this is God talking to this power. We've said it before and we're going to say it again. Mm-hmm. We need to know who and what we're dealing with.
Right.
First God and believe God that we're dealing with the devil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
28 and 13, Ezekiel.
Yes, 28. Oh, excuse me, that's right. 28 and 13, yes. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God.
Now, God is talking through his anointed to Tyrus, but he's talking about the devil, the spirit that was in Tyrus. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Now, whoever been in there, you go into your scriptures in Genesis. The only ones we've seen in the garden was God, the man, the woman, and Satan.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes.
Right, Pastor.
Right. Called the serpent.
Yes.
Yes, Pastor.
Serpent was there in the garden.
Yes.
We don't know of any other entity or person was in that garden, but he's saying, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Now remember, when God put them out, nobody could have been at that because it was gone. Nobody could get in there because of the flaming swords. So as far as we know, nobody else was in there but they four. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yes.
Nobody else. And since that time, nobody else was able to get back in there except through the Spirit. Right?
Yes.
What?
Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, topaz.
And another funny thing. God is naming the sardius, the topaz, and the diamond. Before the diamond? So there's dispensations where one is more famous than the other.
Yes.
Right now, that's the hottest thing going, diamonds. Been like that the last hundreds of years.
Yes,
but I understand sardius and topaz.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some precious stones.
All right.
The beryl.
The onyx.
You ever seen anybody, Kay's jewelry, advertise the beryl?
No, Pastor.
Always the diamond.
Right, Pastor.
But there's some value to this topaz and sardis. Value in that.
Right.
If it wasn't, God wouldn't have placed it first.
Right.
Although gold was in the end, after the carbuncle, that's the hottest thing going, gold.
Yes, Pastor.
Go ahead.
The onyx. And the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle.
What?
And gold.
What?
The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created.
All these things was there when he was created. Beautiful. Nothing more beautiful than this power.
Thank God.
He had all the jewels. We're made up as jewels, but he had them all. Any jewel precious, he had it. What?
Thou art the anointed cherub that covers.
That's the anointed cherub.
That's beautiful.
Now, why is it there? And see, God, what did it say? And I have set thee so.
And I have set thee so, yes.
Because you got to go through that.
Beautiful.
Yes. Because without that devil, without that anointed cherub, God would know who you are.
Right.
He knows, but you and I wouldn't know who you are without that devil. Because the devil going to prove to you if you love God.
Yes.
So he was set there for just that. Anointed.
All right.
What?
Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God.
Now, what other place would God be but in the mountain?
All right.
So what have we learned? Eden is in the mountain.
Go ahead.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The garden was in a mountain.
All right.
Just like the Garden of Gethsemane.
All right, Pastor.
In the mount, because that's what God dwells in the mount. Isn't that beautiful? What?
Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
So it must have been some stones and fire. Something going on there pretty hot.
Yes.
And he was walking up and down just like God. But I don't think Adam was. But he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created.
What?
Till iniquity was found in thee.
Then it was found. Now, God knew all things. God knew what was in him until it came out. In other words, it was only found when he said, let them have dominion.
Right.
Yes.
Once he said that, it was, something got to working. You know, you know when you're allergic to something, I'm allergic to strawberries.
Yes, Pastor.
Take that bite, all of a sudden started itching. Soon as he said, let them. It was like a cat with a string running across. When he saw that, pew, he was going. A cat saw a mouse. Tom and Jerry. Tom got going. Till Nicky was found, because God knew what was in him. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. Sin in the world. And this is what the devil's been trying to do down through the time. Change laws and times. If you can change it, you can't condemn nobody. Get rid of the law, you can't get no condemnation. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3.
Yes, Pastor. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first.
Now, listen to what God is saying. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. What?
And that man, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Most people think it's talking about a natural man. That's the devil. That's who is going to be revealed. That's the son of perdition. What?
Who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called.
Because many times a body
yes.
that's doing traditional things or whatever they believe in don't think they're exalting themselves above God. It's that devil inside that's sitting in your temple, in your mind. Right. That's the one trying to exalt himself above God. But if you know, you shouldn't go against God, who God sent his people, the least of our little ones, you wouldn't be exalting the poles.
Right.
And when you do find that out, you won't do it if your heart is not there. If you say, well, I didn't know that. I'm not doing that. It's just that simple. But if you can't see that, it's because you're blinded. And that devil got your eyes blinded. You say, well, I'm not trying to be opposed to anybody. But that's what your action is showing.
Right.
What is it? Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all.
That is called God.
Wait a minute. So-and-so, sit down. I'm not sitting down. Well, God let me direct you to sit down. Why wouldn't you sit down? I don't believe you. I don't believe God led you. That's the devil opposing whatever is called God. What direction you give me? It's called God. I don't believe in that. What?
Or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple.
We're the
God.
Temple now. Ain't nothing sitting in our temple but a spirit. It is either God or the devil's. How plain is that? But this is the devil talking. I mean, acting this way. He's sitting in the temple of God, what?
Showing himself that he is God.
What?
Remember.
Read the seventh verse.
Seven. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work.
But what?
Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way.
What? Then have.
And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth.
Wait a minute. What's the spirit of his mouth? The prophets is his mouth.
All right, beautiful.
It's the spirit of the prophets.
Yes.
It's the spirit of his anointed that's going to consume that devil. That's God's mouth.
Beautiful.
What?
And shall destroy.
Because he said, well, that's God's mouth. Well, you can't hear God speaking no other place but through his people. Oh, you going to hear him. What?
And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
What?
Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders.
What?
And with all deceivableness and of unrighteousness in them that perish.
What?
Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved.
Well, that's the church world. You bring the truth, they don't receive the love. They want everything that you can't define. Say, well, Lord said, I am the way, the truth. But the truth is also the law, which you can read.
Right.
But they don't want that because you can read that.
Right.
No, the Lord is my righteousness. Mm-hmm. And all they see is the Lord got them cuddled up in his arms.
Right.
And they are little lambs.
Right.
But their life is like goats.
Right.
But that's all they see. Oh, he could carry. He carried me. Mm-hmm. But when are you going to start walking?
That's right.
We don't get into that.
Yes, right. Beautiful.
Yes, that's it.
Deceive what?
Right. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions.
The church world has been in strong delusions for thousands of years up under this type of doctrine they got today under Sunday. Under anything that's not keeping God's commandments, they've been under strong delusions. That's why the Lord says there's been a famine in the land, because they can't hear God's word because they've been taken away from so long. This is the season, time. Not 50 years, thousands of years. Like I said, you go back when they was wearing crosses on their armor.
Right.
Back in Europe, European days, before we got here. They didn't have no knowledge about his word, not in the spirit, because that's not God's way. God is telling you, don't wear your belief on your sleeves. You got to put a collar. I'm a minister.
Right.
You got to do that. Right. On your house, he said, on your doorpost. But it's spiritual. Now, it's fine over your doorpost if you're all in one community.
All right.
Israel was all them said, put on your doorpost. But that was a parable.
Yes.
But when you scatter the world, you're going to go over into certain parts of California, and the number of skinheads, you're going to hang up, I'm a Jew. How stupid is that? You're asking for trouble. Well, they ain't supposed to talk. You ain't supposed to hurt me. They don't know me. Yeah, they can't help that, though. They got a spirit on them that's coming after you. Why would you give them a target? Why do that? Here I am. Why would you do that? But so exalted in what they think they are.
Yes.
And they're really not.
Right.
That's the church world.
Yes.
Level again.
And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie.
Because Sunday is a lie.
Yes.
Anything God didn't give his people is a lie.
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 8 and 2.
Beautiful, yes.
You try to tell them, you say, well, you know what? Show me where Sunday was blessed.
Right.
Well, I know one thing. My Lord rose on Sunday. No, he didn't. Show that to me, too.
My Lord.
Well, Mr. Perry, we walk by faith, not by sight. Well, you ain't sure ain't seen it in the scripture. You must be walking by faith.
Right.
But that ain't God's faith. You walk by somebody else's faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Well, that's the only thing you got to read the scripture, your sight.
Right.
He that hath an ear, hear, and he that got eyes to see. That's the blessed one. That beautiful? Romans 8 and 2.
For the law of the spirit of life in Christ
Jesus. Now, wait a minute. The law of the spirit of life. There's a spirit of life, and there's a law. There's a law of the spirit of life, because this is what we come for, eternal life. It's a law. What?
In Christ Jesus hath made me free.
Now, here's the thing again. People don't catch this. Maybe those are viewing. The law of the spirit of life made me. It makes me.
Yes.
It made me free.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Beautiful.
Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. That made me free to know that I can't have gods before God.
That's beautiful.
Thou shalt not make any engraven images. So I don't wear crosses, and I don't make any graven images in my mind other than what God gives.
Yes.
Whether it's in understanding the scripture, or making an art or craft. Anything you build up in your mind, how you think things should be other than what God's anointed is telling you, is an image that you made.
Right.
What?
Hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
So there's a law of sin and death, and the law of sin and death is not God's royal law. It's not his word, because that's not a law of sin and death. It brings out the sin. It's not sin. Let's go to 1 John 3 and 4.
All
right, let's go to 6 and 23, right quick. 6 and 23, what did it say? Romans 6, 23.
Yes, that's Pastor 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death.
So wait a minute. That's a law.
Yes.
Law is, if you sin, you get a wage.
Right.
You get rewarded. The law is, if you live for God, you're rewarded.
Yes.
You have eternal life.
Thank God.
If you don't, and you sin against his law, you have the wages of sin, which is death. How plain is that?
Yes.
Read it again.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, beautiful.
Our
it's
Lord.
Eternal.
Beautiful.
But it's through the Son.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now let's go to 1 John 3 and 4. Let's go
right
there.
Yes.
And I'm hoping all those that crossed this site have an ear to hear.
Yes.
Yes.
And maybe you have eyes to see if you're following along in the scriptures. 1 John 3 and 4, what does it say?
Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law.
So wait a minute. This is not talking about the Jew, Greek,
whosoever.
Italianos, Africans, Asians, whosoever.
Yes.
Commit sin transgresseth also the law. So if the law is done away with, you ain't got to worry about no street lights. You ain't got to worry about having gods before God because there ain't no law. But that's how you define sin, by the law. You wouldn't have no knowledge about that. You got gods and how that you might be lying and if you don't have a law. How plain is that? So the church world, that's why everybody said, well, I'm just praising the Lord. Everybody praising the Lord and full of sin. Because when you bring the law up, everybody all of a sudden, all the praises drop. That's what happened to my earpiece. My earbuds, when the power went, I said, everything went blank. I'm sitting there. I got to crank up the TV 2 more, 5 more notches. What you say? You need these. If you don't need that, you need some other help. You need help. Ain't that beautiful? Read it again.
Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law.
If you ain't got no law, I should tell one of these churchgoers, listen, I'm going to come up and smack your pastor in the mouth. But don't have no problem because ain't no law against it, is it? Law done away with. What have I done wrong?
All right, Pastor.
How about to smack somebody up in here?
Up in here.
They've been looking at me like I'm out of order because ain't no law. Law done away with. Yeah, but love. Whoa. Love is fulfilling of the law. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again. I like that scripture. What is that?
Yes, Pastor. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law.
Yes, that shows you what you've done. And this is why the church world cannot see their wrongness because you've got no law. And that's why when anyone brings the law, they're persecuted. There's no beauty in what they're saying. They turn the channel. That's why maybe the sites that we're on, what, they have 5 minutes? They stay on 5 minutes? Because what they're hearing is something they got to do. They don't want to hear that. They only want to hear what God did for me. He loved me when I didn't even love myself. No, that's not what we're doing here. They're doing that one. They love, I didn't even love myself. He did love me. I just love him. When they keep the commandments. You love him, but you don't want to suffer for him. What, is that what he's saying?
Yes, Pastor.
For sin. Romans 5 and 12.
All right, yes, Pastor. Beautiful, Pastor.
Romans 5.
Romans. Thank God.
This is what the scripture says. Stop the mouths of the gainsayers. Look at these big speeches. I just love the Lord. I just love him. I was nothing before I came to God. I'm still nothing because he just loved me. I didn't even love myself. Oh, great testimonies. Then they said, now, if you love to keep my commandments, then all of a sudden they got business in the restroom.
Right, Pastor.
Romans 5 and 12, what does it say?
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world.
One man, that devil, brought that sin into the world, that man of sin, tricked God's people because it was in them to do it. Yes. Just like it was in that devil to do what he did. Mm-hmm. What?
And death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
All have sinned what?
For until the law, sin was in the world.
So wait a minute. All these so-called churchgoers are not here to try to condemn anybody, but you need to know the truth. If you don't have laws, you yet got sin in your life if you don't obey law. And there is a law because without the law, you can tell the Lord, I ain't got no sin, Lord. You remember, you got rid of the law. Where's my sin? All men have sinned, and you got to be repentant, but you got to know what you've sinned, what makes you wrong. So, Lord, help me stop just sinning. What kind of sin? I'm a liar. I'm a cheat. I'm a murderer, just on and on. Okay. But at least you're being honest. But how can you be honest when you feel like you ain't got nothing to repent for?
That's right.
Besides the fact, that's what church will look. Well, I was a terrible person. That's good enough. It is. If you got a law to obey.
Right.
But if you continually keep breaking the law, you need to know what your sin is.
Right.
Especially after you come to God. Now you need to know what you've done.
Yes.
And he comes to me and said, Pastor,
you can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.